building, and it's a school, the third school building, on the same foundation. It's such a warm place in everyone's hearts. Everybody had gone to school here, you know, for so long. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like we have used this site effectively to serve this entire rural region of Virginia with a museum that not only has artwork from outside the region, both historical and contemporary, that wouldn't be seen otherwise, that people would have to drive all the way to Knoxville or to Richmond, or maybe perhaps Roanoke. There are only like 1,000 out of 30,000 in the country museums that are accredited, and we are the only one accredited in Virginia beyond Roanoke. And so we're very proud of that, but that means that we take our security very seriously. We have a grant that's helping us to buy our first-time generator. This is just a huge step forward for us. This place that depends so much on the climate control of the environment in the galleries for our high security status depends upon that. And so we have no generator. And here we are in Southwest Virginia with some extremes in weather. But knock on wood, we've gotten through it. Chiller is the other thing. We're using the same original chiller for about 30 years, which is band-aided. We're desperate for the chiller. It's going to serve not only this building, but the art lab, which is the adjacent annex. I totally can remember learning, first of all, USDA, and then you put rural development with it. What is that? And so it was all explained to me what that was. It's the very nicest sort of agency, I think.